And I hate to like delve on this, but I'm a huge fan of yours. So again, like I'm a big like Spike Lee and Salvador Dali and Basquiat. Like I love those artists, right? And a lot of times, like, and I always feel like I used to do like a lot of short films way back in the day, that, you know, labor of love type of thing. And I tried to adopt a lot of their styles because I always thought it was really cool to showcase on film and showcase in that way, because I just absolutely love the way that they present it. Do you have anyone, or do you have somebody that you're influenced by that kind of dictates your design capabilities?
Yeah, that's definitely a tough question, because, you know, as far as anything that sort of dictates, that'd be kind of hard to say, right? Because it's like, I mean, think about it, right? Like, so even if you right now you're talking about where you were the street team back in the 90s, right? You know, think about like how design looked in the 90s, right? You know what I mean? You can see something, like you could probably pull something out and be like, yeah, that's 97, right? Or this is, you know, like in even like early thousands and things like that. I think one of the things is, you know, especially design wise, especially when it comes to say web development and design and things like that, you know, you're always sort of, you know, following trends to a degree, but not trying to be trendy, right? Like just trying to kind of be aware of what things are out there and how it's evolving, right? But, you know, Quentin Tarantino, the way he thinks and the way that he puts things together, again, it's not design wise, but there's certain things about the way that he sort of assembles his ideas, I think are really just really impress the hell out of me. And then even then, like I'm musically, it could be anywhere from, say, you know, the old school innovation of David Bowie to the new school innovation of Jack White, right? Like, you know, there's just ways of how people put things together. And then even artistically, you know, and things that I love, it's like I'm also a big car head, so it's like things when it comes to like Carroll Shelby and everything that he's done, and how it just the, his history is an incredible story, right? So those are things that also influence me. But then, you know, even all the way back to, you know, high school, like Frank Frazetta and like fantasy art, you know, when you look at like a Molly Hatchet cover or something like that, right. It's like all of these sort of little standout moments that kind of at least inspire you creatively. But stylistically, I feel like I just try to, you know, absorb everything that's around you, right? And just kind of see what, you know, because, you know, even if you're able to kind of see our entire studio right here, it is just like filled with all sorts of crazy stuff, you know what I mean? We've just got, as far as like, you know, posters and this, and I literally have a car hood hanging on the wall, just all books and things, and just little, you know, Firma little knickknacks, things that are inspiring and interesting. I think if you just sort of surround yourself with creativity, then, you know, the rest sort of falls into place.